ITL Fantasy Podcast Network presents In a World of Football Podcasts That Sounds Like This.
Welcome into our podcast on Suck Talk Radio.
And talk like this.
Wah, 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 wah. Don't go after running back, wah, wah.
Because they're not.
So much fun.
Bogman, let's not overreact here.
The In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Featuring Bogman.
I'm eating crow here.
Yeah,
D. Gordon. Oh, f***. God damn it.
And the well.
No. We have other things to talk about. I wouldn't wear a yummy t-shirt in either.
Oh, boy. Gotta get to my job.
Playing on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Burn it to the ground!
Coming to your ears. Now.
Welcome in, friends, to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast Mock Draft 9.0. That's Scott Bogman. I'm Chris Welsh, and thank you for hanging out with us here for a little bit for a completely different experience if you are used to live mock drafts. You know, I was thinking about this, Bogman. We have been around. We actually just posted our 500th episode on baseball. We're closing in to 400 on football. We've been doing this a long time, since 2014, and you know, we never claimed to be the starters of it, but our bread and butter since the day we started was doing these live mock drafts. And maybe a couple other people were doing it, but it wasn't as prominent as it is now. And now you go and every site at every moment is doing
very
live
true.
Drafts.
Yeah.
Which is all good. You know, I'm insinuating a little bit that like that was what we were. Our core was always doing this. And plenty of sites did not do this whatsoever. They would do a draft and talk about it postmortem. Now everybody does live drafts, whether it's streaming or whatever it is, and they record their reactions, which we have been doing forever. But here's my point, instead of being like insinuatingly annoying. My point is, I guarantee you, not a single other live mock draft will be like what you're about to hear.
That's right.
It never is. With the bleeps and the clips and the craziness, the experience you will have will be unlike any other. And hopefully you will dig some of the analysis, because what we're doing in today's mock draft is we are preparing for Flex. Jake Seeley, our good friend Jake Seeley, has created Flex for many, many years. He invited us last year during the pandemic because we're doing online, and now it's become kind of a staple. There's an online portion, and luckily we get to do it. And were we good last year. We were really good, and we faded towards the end. We made amazing pickups. We went heavy quarterback. We were top three, I think, almost through to the very end, and we just couldn't pull it off in the very end, but we were good. Jake Seeley has invited us again for this industry-wide draft, which is happening next week. Some of it'll be on Sirius, and today, Mock Draft 9.0 is a Flex League prep draft. Quarterback, super flex, with a flex, half PPR, and Bogman and I are going to be drafting as one team.
This is going to be interesting.
We're drafting seven.
Who gets more mad?
I think,
I feel like I'm too tired to be mad, right?
The Lev Bell Fournette stuff, I didn't let go. So I feel like I will get more mad because I have that in the past. But
keep talking about that. But the only reason we were in the playoffs is because we picked quarterbacks early, which was what I wanted to do.
Well, I wanted to do the same thing, though. I never disagreed with that.
I know you didn't disagree with it, but it was this is what we're doing. You know,
I would point out we were as good as we were in spite of taking Fournette and Le'Veon Bell, because we picked up Mike Davis, who saved our season, and we had Jonathan freaking Taylor, who we drafted. So, you know, we did it in spite of, but with that, I feel like you get very like, no, and I get worked up. I kind of feel like I might get a little bit more mad in this.
Yeah. I think right now I'm too tired to get extremely mad, but
don't
take advantage of that. So, because I will still get mad.
Well, how we do it is we have the Trump card is we like by rounds, we'll figure it out when we get into it. But like each round, someone gets the final say as we discuss. And We are drafting seven in flex, and we're drafting seven today, and we are going to do one team, and you're going to hear us work it all out. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, when you're building these type of strategies, it's going to be similar to last year. We want early quarterbacks. We're going to want early running backs as best as possible, and we're going to have to try to see how it plays out. I mean, I think in a perfect scenario, you and I get Lamar Jackson at seven. I think that's what we want, because most people will have Allen above. And then coming back, I doubt any of the good quarterbacks are there. So maybe an elite running back. You know, if we can get like, a Najee Harris or an Aaron Jones or something, like that's probably in play. I would love Antonio Gibson. That's in play here. And then hopefully the whole thing comes together after. If you guys also want to follow on our Patreon, we'll have a free post with the draft results, so you can follow along with the teams as we go, which also begs to mention, come and check us out at patreon.com/ITL Army, because today is rank update day. On Friday, you guys have drafts this weekend. The Bogman X Welsh ranks are updated, which has our top 150 overall and our positional ranks. And Bogman also has IDP Dynasty Superflex ranks for you guys to prepare for your drafts this weekend. And if you want, and that's at the $5 level, by the way, if you want to take a step above, you can get into our GroupMe rooms where you can have access to us. You can ask questions live with all the other people. You can put up polls, and you can just be in a really cool community. Or maybe you're looking to fill leagues or find a league or something like that. It's one of the cool things that we have, and there's tons more stuff. Actually, today, tonight, if you're listening on Friday, I have a Break This League live stream I do, and we have a football portion to it, Boggs. We're breaking some score and Prism. It's called Prism Draft. 8 autographs, and all of the rookies are in it. And we did divisions.
What time are we doing this?
5 o'clock.
Okay.
You want to check it out? You should come in and check that out. I've got the NFC West, so I'm Trey Lancing it. I'm playing Trey Lance in this one. So, and you know, I got to find out who has your division. Maybe I can send you some Steeler cards. I'm trying to think of who you'd be. Najee Harris is actually the big play for.
Yeah.
So we break cards. We do secret shows. We do live streams. We do ranks. We do a little bit of it all, because we believe that fantasy football and fantasy should be fun, and we try to maximize that. So if you guys want to support us in it, come and check it out. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Do it. Bogman is safely in Tejas, I think, as we talked in the last episode. And this will be your first mock draft from the brand new place. Now, are you comfortable loudly cursing in your new domain?
Yeah.
Have you been doing a lot of that? Have you been getting practice?
Yeah. So it's more tame during this mock draft, I think, than it is out there. So we're good.
Oh, really? It's that bad?
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's just the way we talk to each other. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the way we're talking to each other. You take some gummies and talk about
it. I take gummies after everybody else has gone to bed. So, but that's all right, because they all go to bed at like 8. So it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta bleep that now. You're doing the editing on this episode.
Yep.
Also say preseason week 2 is probably the big dog. We'll probably have more of a heavy breakdown of that next week. I think there's some relevant stuff to talk about this. So we'll talk about week 2 preseason, where hopefully next week we can get into the draft forums and what might be our final mock draft, which will just be a standard 12 full PPR. Na-na-na-na.
The final mock draft.
So it'll be a lot more newsy as far as everything goes, where hopefully we have a couple guests and you know, like I said, week 2 on we have a radio show, which we kind of set up some of this stuff and talk about what we're looking for. Actually, if you want to check that out on Sports Grid, we spend the first hour saying, here's what you should look for in the preseason games. And then we will kind of have that as something we talk about next week. What else, Boggs? I mean, in the news, I don't think there's a whole lot to get to. I did see an interesting, well, there's two things I thought that were, or three actually, that were interesting in the news. One is that Carson Wentz is trying to push heavy forward in rehab, which is something to consider in a super flex. Number two, Denver is reporting that Drew Locke seems to be close to securing a week 1 job. And number three, DeAndre Swift is taking heavy workload of reps. He did this.
Well, he missed
Thursday.
So much time, right? So he's behind. So he needs the work. So that's good for him. You know, the other stuff, not surprising that Drew Locke is number one there. I mean, look, I love Teddy Bridgewater, But there's a reason he's been kicked around to so many teams in the NFL, right? It's because he's just, he's a good backup. And I don't think he probably deserves to be a starter in the NFL anymore. So what was the other one? I'm sorry. We had
Swift, Locke, and Wentz.
Wentz. Oh, Wentz is great. I mean, that's awesome news. Still don't think he's going to start week one. I think they're going to push him to week two or three. And it kind of depends, you know, if they somehow pull out a win with Sam Ehlinger or Jacob Eason at quarterback week one, maybe they give him another week and give Wentz another week to rest and all that stuff. So, but they're not going to rush him back. That's for sure. They're going to wait and make sure he's healthy. They just had a huge investment in him. So there's no reason to rush him back immediately. So it's great news that he's looking good, but I'm not going to trust it. I think week three at the earliest.
Well, news to digest on. There's not a whole bunch of others for us to even go into because, like I said, the preseason, we're recording right before the Eagles-Patriots game, and then you're going to have just more coming through here. So we don't need to really break through those, which we have next week. Any final stuff? I mean, we're gonna set the stage here in just a second, but you know, flex league, super flex, any players that you really want, anything to
just quarterback in the first round. That's okay. Like, you know, I think it's important in super flex.
Yeah, I mean, unless you know, like multiple go and there's like a Kamara Cook out there, I might feel a little bit different. But all right, so let's get into this mock draft 9.0. It's a flex league. True mock, as Bogman and I are drafting from the position we will be drafting in flex, and we're drafting the team together. So let's go do the damn thing. This draft is actually going to start in 5 minutes. So a couple quick breaks here. Mock draft 9.0 flex team draft by you and I. What the hell are we thinking? Here is your setup. Number one is you owe me $20. Who is this?
That's Kyle. You owe me $20. Suck my, you know.
Oh, well, what a team name. Clark is at two. Hey, Clark. Toft at three. Barwich at four. Toby's at five. Fake Welsh. I can't read the whole name. Trying to confuse him.
That's okay, Braun.
So Braun is putting fake Welsh at six. Bogman and the Welsh as a team drafting a seven, Chad at eight, Barrow at nine, Guthrie at 10, Craig at 11, and Brandon at 12. All of our contestants from the ITL Army are playing the parts of our co-drafters here. And this is the Superflex setup, which has a flex and a super flex with quarterback, three wideout, two running back, tight end, and any other settings that we need to know
about? Well, we will have to draft the defense this time. So that's a little different than what we're used to. But we're doing the full way. This is half PPR. The defensive settings are a little different, but nothing major. So we're ready to rock here.
So we talked about it in the open, like the element of us getting along with this at seven. I mean, luckily we've known is going to be the great the great big factor here. And also that these guys knowing what we want, I think there's a chance that the quarterbacks might even go more early, which is going to test us here because this has the super flex feel to it. But I just think these guys are going to know that we're, I have a gut feeling we're going to have to draft, contrary to what we said before and what our hope is, I have a gut feeling we are going to have to draft otherwise. And we may have to put together a team that's running back first before quarterback. That's
my guess. It's a mock. So
yeah, it's a mock draft here. Okay, so the only thing we didn't discuss here, real quick, Boggs, is how are we gonna do the hammer? Do you get first hammer and you want to just do that?
Sure. Yeah. Let's do that.
I don't have a coin. We could flip for it.
Nah, we're okay. We'll do the first. I'll get the first one. You go the second one.
So you get the odd rounds. I get the even rounds hammer in team construction. So here we go. It's going to be a Bogman and the Welsh drafting one team together in our flex mock, trying to win a belt with the ITL Army. Let's get it, guys. Let's go. That's actually ESPN. So, all right, here we go. Flex mock draft has officially started. The first pick is Patrick Mahomes from $20. Suck Kyle.
That's a quote that I said to you last week There's no way this. I can't even remember who it was.
I completely forgot about that. You're totally right. The team name is the quote of me. Pick number two is Josh Allen. Like I said, Boggs, I told you this is exactly what was going to happen. And I'll tell you this. This is good. You know why? Because this will not happen in the draft we're in. Quarterbacks will go later in these super flex with all these industry guys because everybody thinks they can play it later. Pick number three, Christian McCaffrey. Pick number four, Lamar Jackson. Saquon is five. So, Boggs, here we are.
I want Kyler. I want Kyler so bad.
You want to go? You're going to trump quarterback?
Kyler, come on. Let's go.
All right. I think we should go Cook or Kamara at this point. There goes Dak. All right. Well, okay. Wow. Bogman didn't even check in with me whatsoever. You got the hammer, but didn't even bother being like, well, he just drafted Kyler Murray without my consent. Stop.
Hammer time. Go with the
ball. Right. Hammer. Well, you know what? Consent is the,
use your safe word. You didn't say pineapple, so we're good.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, pineapple next time. Kyler Murray was seven. Dalvin Cook, eight. Russell Wilson, nine. So hey, happened?
Man, we still got Zeke, Henry, Kamara, Chubb, Jones, Taylor, Najee, Eckler, Antonio Gibson on the board, and we pick in eight spots. So.
I don't hate it, especially with how it's going, but I just truly do not think this is what we're going to experience. I don't think, when we told Jake with the second pick last year, we were taking Lamar Jackson. When we told him that, he was like, oh, really? Like I'm like, it's a super flex. These guys want to take the quarterbacks late and don't want to pass on the running back.
Just remind me, did we do pretty well last year?
We did. I'm not saying we didn't do well, but I do not think in the top 12 picks, five quarterbacks will be taken. There goes Derrick Henry at 11 after Ezekiel Elliott at 10. Is it five or six quarterbacks that have gone?
I honestly don't know.
I think it's five quarterbacks. I don't think five quarterbacks will go in the first 12 picks of the flex league super flex.
They should though. Just going by math, they should go.
All right, so there goes Alvin Kamara with the last pick in the 12th round. It's unbelievable.
Like, quarterbacks are less replaceable too, because you know you can have running back step up for someone and play well. You're generally not going to have that. Sam Ellinger isn't going to be the same as what Carson Wentz is, right?
So
he's a
sixth
round
question.
Rookie.
Let's figure out what do we want to do in the second round here, because
I like Aaron Jones and Jonathan Taylor and Najee. We pick in five picks if one of those three are available to
Chubb
us
is out there as well.
Yeah, well, I just assume Chubb is going to be gone.
But there goes Chubb. But what about the wideouts? The top wideouts are also still there. We have three of them. Hill and Adams have not gone.
I mean, okay.
Pointing that out.
If Adams is there, I kind of like him, but this is your pick. You're a hammer, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going to take, I mean, I think Jonathan Taylor's a pick, but I don't think he's there. I think we're looking at, here's my problem. Yeah, there goes Jonathan Taylor. I think we're looking at a lower running back versus one of the absolute top wideouts, and the quarterbacks, they just don't like play for me here. Like, I'm not as much of a Herbert guy. I would rather wait till the third round to take our second quarterback. So I want a position player here. And we are three picks away. I mean, I got Gibson high, man. It's Najee or Gibson at running back, or I mean, freaking Adams and Hill are still there. Like, we have a chance. I think Hill might have to be the pick. There goes Aaron Jones.
Okay. I mean, Adams is my number one wideout. So if
I'm assuming Adams is gone. I'm saying
okay.
I'm saying Adams is gone. I think.
But right now it'd be Adams, Hill, and then what? Najee.
Yeah, but see, also, like, you know how high I am on Calvin Ridley. If we could get Calvin Ridley coming back. But things are starting to level out is the problem. So, all right, two picks away. Aaron Jones.
Oh, Barrow's on the struggle bus here. Oh, he took Devontae.
Fucking bitch took Devontae.
Disappointed!
And he should have just said, oh, and hi, Welsh.
Gotcha, bitch!
He did when we were recording radio.
I know. All right, so Adams went. And there goes Najee, dude. So, like, my top running back is Antonio Gibson, and Tyreek Hill is on the board. I think it's Tyreek Hill.
I'm good with Tyreek Hill. You want to try it?
Yeah, we're going to go Tyreek Hill.
That's right.
I can't draft. So
I got it. I got you.
Oh, so not only do you have the only way to pick and the hammer, there goes Travis Kelce.
Well, you know what I've heard is complaining about it really helps. So that's good.
Wah, wah.
I've heard the same thing. All right. So I feel like, I mean, the quarterbacks are going to start running off the board, but we also have to get an RB here.
Yeah, I think if like I want Gibson or Allaire, and I suppose Mixon, if those guys are gone, I think we either look to if a Rodgers is there or maybe Tannehill. Otherwise, I mean, if we legit might want to look at another wideout like Calvin Ridley. Like we could be elite, elite. There goes Gibson. Damn it. Plug my headphones. So
I really want, we're 8 picks away.
I know.
Well,
we don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
Yeah, none of this is going to work out. No one I just queued up is going to be there.
Okay, well, let's see where we're at. Let's see where we're at in a couple picks. Like, I think Rodgers is the pick if we get there, but I'm not sure. Antonio Gibson going off the board hurts.
I got CEH kind of as our number one here.
F***ing Rodgers.
I didn't want salmon! I said it 4 times!
You're going to trump card me Hopkins over Ridley?
I would, but
I just want to point out one thing. There goes Alaire. If you take Hopkins, all of our players have a week 12 bye week.
I mean, then we just don't care about week 12,
yeah,
right?
I guess so. So there goes Alaire and Rodgers, both of our picks were 5 picks away. I don't want to go too far without quarterback two, dude, but I think we're in a spot of like, I'd rather have the position player and then let's take a Ryan or a Trevor Lawrence or something as our super flex. There goes Herbert.
I'm good with that, but I mean,
there goes Diggs.
So what do you think here between, cause I don't think we're taking a quarterback here. I think we got to go with Mixon is the top running back on the board. Hopkins, Ridley.
There goes and Tannehill. Okay. I think
I want the wide out. I feel like we need to get the running back though.
Yeah, but like you want it to be Mixon? Like I would rather
want it to be Mixon, but I want to get a running back.
I do too, but we also might be able to do like a cheap running back situation. Like we might be able to get Dobbins in the next round. I just like look at the elite receivers.
All right. So wide receiver, I mean we can go Ridley, but you're gonna have to remember that for later.
Okay. So now we have to go running back or quarterback. It's not an option.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we have to go running back here.
I do too. And I think we can play quarterback coming back because there goes Joe Burrow here. You know, because we could get Ben. I would be fine with Ben if we took in the 5th round. There goes Joe Mixon. All right. So running back here, what's our order? There goes DK Metcalf. I think it's
Dobbins here. I know you still like Sanders. I like Mike Davis. Kareem Hunt still on the board. I want one of those guys. Then Javonte, Etienne.
There's Hopkins. There goes Justin Jefferson. So the big
wideouts are going. Some wideouts are going. So
see, that favored us. We took the second big wideout. I think that really worked out for us because
well,
also,
if this goes 4 running backs, it won't have worked out. But
we'll see. Carson at all. I mean, Carson's out there too. I'm not that big either, but. Yeah. Like, if our second running back in this is someone like Raheem Mostert, there goes Terry McLaurin. I don't think a guy like Raheem Mostert is the worst RB2 to have with this team.
Let's see. Which running back do we want here?
I got to tell you, dude.
I'm kind of
going Etienne. Even though I have those other guys, I mean, I like Jacobs too. There goes AJ Brown and then Jalen Hurts. It just slapped to us with Dobbins being the only guy. There are some good quarterbacks, but we got to get a running back. I mean, you get the trump card here, man. I still like Miles Sanders. Etienne has all the upside in the freaking world. Kareem Hunt is solid. I personally kind of lean to the upside with they have an awesome core of wideouts, but it's your call.
I'll take your guy, Sanders.
Okay, I wanted ETN, but...
No, that's too early.
Frustrating. Frustrating. It's frustrating.
So what do we... Okay, so I get the...
We only have one running back.
Wait, wasn't that... That was my trump card. That was my trump card there.
Wrong.
That is absolutely wrong. Proved over and over again.
Wrong.
I get the evens, you get the odds.
Yeah, but I did just take you Ridley.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we kind of traded that switched. One. There goes f***ing ETN.
Yeah.
That's true. You kind of gave me the third round one.
So we need a running back, and we still need a second QB.
Darren Waller.
That's all right. We'll be fine. We'll be fine at tight end.
So quarterbacks here.
Let's play some Lawrence upside on the next one. If he's there, I'd like... If Mike Davis is there... I want
Jacobs. I want Josh Jacobs if he's there.
Josh Jacobs is fine. I'm on board with that.
Okay. So Josh Jacobs is the top pick. Is there
Davis
another running
is
back?
Two. Davis is going to be two.
Number two over Kareem Hunt?
Yeah. Well, Kareem Hunt can be in there too. Like I like
that. I'd
rather you
go quarterback than Mike Davis at RB2.
Are you kidding?
Right now.
Okay. Well, I don't think Trevor Lawrence.
Davis can be an RB2. I just think like how you thought Etienne was too early in the fourth. At this point, I think Davis is too early in the fifth. Like if we don't get him, I think I would rather have Kareem Hunt than him right now.
I mean, we're sprinkling in quarterbacks here, but he is like I think they said ADP of 54.
Trevor Lawrence. There goes
Gaskin. No, I'm sorry. Mike Davis, 67.7. So it is. I guess we are still.
I think sixth round is where we look at him. So that's why I'm saying like if Jacobs is there. Or we go.
Would you rather go Lawrence or Jacobs here?
Jacobs, but I do. I was about to say I kind of actually think quarterback might be the smarter play.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I'm just not as sold on Lawrence as you are. Like you think there goes Kareem Hunt. You are like hardcore Lawrence, but there's not a lot of other good ones.
I mean, it's
there,
Matt so. Ryan is also available. Let's see. Yeah, it's getting there dicey after Ryan. That. Then there goes Matt Ryan. Away. So let's get Lawrence here if he falls.
There goes Chris Godwin. Okay, so yeah, because this is now we're back to normal trump card. So you have trump card here. I think it's Jacobs, but if you want to go Lawrence, I'm fine with it. We get one of them.
Okay.
Fake Welsh is drafting in front of us.
Don't take Lawrence. Okay,
Josh
we'll go.
Jacobs. Oh, he okay, took Josh Jacobs.
Right. Well, he solved the problem for us.
I guess he solved the problem. So I get the trump card coming back now. And it's got to be
pretty much. Yeah. Which running back do you want?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this and Mike Davis should be at the top of the list.
I got Davis and Williams 1-2. Yeah. We can go.
I want to add Chase Edmonds Mostert.
Okay.
I want
Mostert.
Raheem Mostert on this list. There goes Mike Davis. So that just killed that. Chase Edmonds. Yeah. Maybe Chase Edmonds is at the top.
Okay.
Followed by. I'm okay with the upside of Javonte because I talked about upside, but I like Mostert. Actually,
Edmonds.
You know what? With Miles Sanders, I think we're better set with some running back upside. So Javonte is number two.
Okay. So Edmonds, Javonte, Mostert is the order that we have. Do you want to add anybody else in here?
There goes Kyle Pitts. Ooh.
Maybe James Robinson or Trey Sermon.
I mean, I'd rather like Michael Carter. So the last
wow, here go right. The QBs.
Yeah,
see?
Kittle.
See, that Cousins was smart to get Mayfield. Lawrence.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
I want to look at the wideouts, though, because there might. Yeah, see, there's still some elite wideouts in here. Julio is on here. Mike Evans.
I just in deathmatch, I just took Julio because he fell.
I mean, Deontay Johnson, Jamar Chase. Boggs, we could have Hill, Ridley, and Julio on this team. And then, like, okay, we miss out on some running backs. What's the worst we do? Maybe we go get Michael Carter, or we still get Raheem, or your boy, Leonard Fournette, at number two. I think we might be better set.
You want Julio or Mike Evans?
There goes Thielen.
Evans is still on the board, too.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are down on Evans. I'm just not.
Me neither.
I could go either way on this one. Maybe Julio.
Okay.
So, Julio,
we got a lot of late bye weeks here. 12, 12, 14, and Julio would be 13, but
I think we can play that there. Oh, there goes Mike Evans. So that was that. So I think if Julio is here, we take Julio.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. Chad,
we go elite wide receiver.
Oh,
motherfucking piece of dick.
Okay, you see what he did? He french fried when he should have pizzaed. You french fry when you pizza, you're gonna have a bad time.
All right, so
I'm still kind of
we've got
like
Edmonds, Williams, and Mostert on our board. But if you want a wideout, I mean, Moore is still there, Cooper's still there, Ayuk, Deontay.
I like Deontay. You know what?
I feel like maybe we should just go ahead and take the RB.
I agree. Let's go the RB and Edmonds. Yeah, that's fine. Let's go wide. I want one of those wideouts coming back, though. I want like Deontay or Galladay.
We still got a flex spot, too. So we could take Javonte to make sure. Javonte or Mostert. I'll queue up some wideouts, though. I know Deontay was your favorite here.
Yeah. There goes Amari and Brandon Ayuk.
Galladay on that list as well. You want to put Sutton or Juju or DJ Moore, Lockett?
I like Lockett. I like Juju. And then obviously I'm big on Debo. If we could get Debo a little bit later, there goes DJ Moore. Running backs, man, what's left? You've got Harris, Robinson, Fournette, Mostert. I mean, Mostert at this point jumps out to me. Michael Carter's another one of those upside plays that I like here. There goes Odell.
Odell! How many yards you got, man? Odell!
Pointed in. I'm disappointed we didn't get one of those top tight ends. I kind of did want them.
Yeah, but we're going to... I still think Hawkinson and Andrews are still out there.
Yeah, no,
we can
true.
Take we can take one of them here.
There goes Mostert.
Sorry. We're sorry. We're sorry. Sorry.
Want to take Andrews?
Not really. I want one of the wideouts because I think people are hyper focused on other spots that I think we have an opportunity to get still a third elite wideout. Because, yeah, Deontay is still out there.
You want to go Deontay or you want to get some RB depth? That's kind of like where we're at.
There goes Deontay. God.
That kid is back on the escalator again.
I mean, look, James Robinson, Leonard Fournette, your boy Carter still out here. Gus Edwards is going to have a big role. I like Jamal Williams. He's still down here.
I mean, this is your Trump. You get the China Trump card here. I think, like, I like Zach Moss even as a flex or something, but I think we have an opportunity to get elite wide receiver here still.
Yeah,
Lockett's
okay.
Out there, Galladay,
so this is
Juju.
What we'll do. We're gonna queue up some of these backs here, like Fournette and Robinson. But our pick is Galladay. That's who I want.
Okay, I'm with you on that. Damien Harris just went after Chase Claypool. God, I wanted Deontay
Moss,
bad.
Jamal. Okay, all right. Come on, Galladay. Come on, get out of
Come
here,
on,
bear.
Do you need assistance?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Get off here. He's trying to figure out who do they want. They wouldn't take, he took James Robinson. God, Toby just took Kenny Galladay, you bitch.
And it's gone.
All right. I feel like I'd rather go with, you want to go with Lockett here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good with Lockett. It's going to be a high-powered team. I mean, you're really high in Juju, so there goes Fournette right in front of us.
Kind of would rather have Juju, but...
I mean, you get the trump card here. If you feel better about Juju than Lockett...
We'll take Lockett. I still have Lockett ranked ahead of him. So.
Okay. So let me throw this out to you. When and how quick should we be considering that third quarterback to get people? We don't have a flex and we don't have a tight end right now, but the third quarterback is going to get wonky soon. And a guy like Roethlisberger is still out there. Though, here's the problem. Roethlisberger
can't take Roethlisberger. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe Trey Lance. Trey Lance. Daniel Jones, I also like. There went Roethlisberger and Michael Carter.
I'm not going to take Lance when guys like Carr and Tua, like guys that are for sure going to be the starter all year and
I like
upside
Tua.
Are still out there.
There goes
okay.
Mark Andrews.
All right, I put Tua on the list. We have Debo's, Zach Moss, Jamal Williams. I kind of want to get one of these running backs because they are going fast and furious.
I mean, here, I like Ronald Jones here, but you don't. Well, I mean, I do get the trump card here. Are you
between Moss, Williams, and Ronald Jones?
I want Ronald Jones.
Ugh, all right.
Over Jamal, definitely over Jamal Williams. Like Zach Moss, maybe, but Ronald Jones, 1,000 times over.
Do not want Ronald Jones over Jamal Williams, but
let me ask
that's
you this.
Fine.
Is there a flex? Do we want to? There goes Ronald Jones. So you don't have to worry about that. Do we want to flex a wideout in here?
Can flex a wideout, but we're still going to have RB depth because we only have Sanders and Edmonds.
Okay, here's one other thing. TJ Hawkinson is still out here. Mark Andrews went. There went Tua.
I mean, this is up to you here.
I mean, how do you feel on Tua
QBs, versus running backs? I mean, Derek Carr, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson are kind of it. So I think maybe go somewhere there. We can take Trey Lance. I just don't want to take him this early.
I would rather have Trey Lance. I mean, we only got 10 seconds. What do you think here?
I want Derek Carr.
No, because Zach Moss. I don't want Derek Carr.
All right.
I mean, if Derek Carr comes back, oh, God, there went Debo. If Derek Carr comes back, okay.
All right. If Derek Carr comes back, he's our guy.
We don't have 7 weeks of any issue of a quarterback. And
no, but one of them gets hurt and we're down, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
I also like, you know, actually, I kind of like Jamal Williams here too.
I mean, this is your round.
And you said Hockenson is still available.
Yeah, yep. See, Hockenson is killing me here. I kind of wanted to go Hockenson there, but you didn't seem sold.
Well, we have to get a third QB, you know.
We need running back depth as well.
Yeah, that's what I said about Jamal Williams. Melvin Gordon is still on the table here as well.
I'll tell you this.
AJ Dillon is still here. Gus Edwards is still here.
I like AJ Dillon. I wish there was
my
upside.
Guy Pollard.
I would rather play running back Lindsay. Upside here. Oh, Philip Lindsay. There. I think we can slide another round or two.
Yeah. All right. Portland so Sutton, here's Logan the plan. Thomas. We're gonna go Hockenson as option one.
Okay.
Jamal Williams is gonna be option two. Derek Carr is gonna be option three. Oof. Philip Lindsay is four. That's where we're going.
Okay. So let's go Hockenson.
Yeah. You pray for Hockenson, and then if it's not him, you can bitch about whoever I take.
Ooh, Michael Thomas went. I would have actually liked to have done that.
That's terrible.
I would have liked to have done that pretty soon.
Nah.
Yeah. I mean, I like Jamal Williams.
Right around
pick
100 is fine. It's a fine risk. I'm not doing it, dude. Yeah. I missed the whole year last year. Him and his team have had issues. I don't want to do it.
There goes Brandon Cooks. Personally, I almost like Lindsay more than Jamal Williams at this point, but that's just still your call.
Well, you just said we could let Lindsay slip because he's so far down there.
I'm saying I like him more. Okay. There goes Trey Lance. Justin Fields and Trey Lance just went. So
good. Let people take him. We'll take Hockenson here, and then we can have.
Also,
you know,
Goff is out there. Goff is still out there. Is it Deshaun Watson if we want to take that risk? Jimmy G. There's some third
Jimmy
quarterbacks.
G.
There goes Melvin Gordon. So
one more
away
for
from Hockenson.
Come on.
Come on, bitch.
Come on, Bron.
Don't do it, Bron. Come on, we're trying to work well together.
Make a pick, Bron.
I'm gonna be
yeah,
pissed
because
if
he takes Hockenson,
Jamal Williams.
It's, yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, bitch. Celebrate good times.
Come on. Let's celebrate. All right.
Science, bitch. Yes, science.
So who is it here? Is it gonna be Lindsay? Is it gonna be Williams?
Well, it's got to be your third quarterback.
So it's Carr for us.
I mean, if you want Carr, I think Jared Goff is out there. There goes Jamal Williams. We don't
I do not
have to
want
worry about
fucking Goff.
Okay,
when Carr fine. Is on the board, no,
that's
way.
Fine. I that's fine.
Okay. All right, all right. I mean, okay. I'd rather take upside and go. With
I'd rather take Carson Wentz at this point.
Then,
we don't have
then,
him as a starter.
That's true. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. There goes Tyler Boyd. I guarantee you he's not going before us. There goes Derek Carr, so we don't have to worry about that.
I fear you're underestimating the sneakiness, sir.
All right, let's go. Well, Wentz has a he's a 14 bye week, but that's fine.
Yeah. So another thing we need
because now the playoffs are 15, 16, 17, so 14 is still okay.
There goes Goff. Oh boy, if we can get Wentz. The thing we have to consider is I also don't love that we don't have wide receiver depth. So I
yeah, but we've
sure.
got Hill, Ridley, and Lockett. Like we'll be okay.
That's true. Oh, Marvin Jones. We're coming up to Marvin Jones territory.
Yeah. See.
Yeah, ooh, okay. Right. So we want but see, here's the problem. We want Wentz, Lindsay, and Marvin Jones in the next three rounds, and there's no way that happens.
We can get two or three, I bet.
There goes Darnold. That would have been my backup. Nickel Gallup. I don't feel good about Wentz now.
Connor.
Zach Wilson.
Come
on, Barrow. Barrow, he didn't get a quarterback. Take Cam Newton.
Cam.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Big money, no whammies, Barrow.
Sign the treaty, baby. Do it. I mean, don't do it. Do the other thing.
Mr. President.
Come on, Barrow. Take Taysom Hill. I mean, I wouldn't be pissed about Taysom Hill. Ooh, Tyler Higbee. Okay, one more. Chatty, you're our friend, even though you live in Butthole Tucson.
Come on. I tell you what. El Paso makes Tucson yes. look like a diamond in the rough.
We did it. Carson Wentz.
We
our
did
third
it.
Quarterback. We did it.
You did it.
Oh, there goes Philip Lindsay
oh,
right after.
Bitch.
We are laughing.
You know, Boggs, let me throw this out here. I know we both don't like David Johnson anymore, but we are getting into David Johnson territory where it's not the worst thing in the world. I like JD McKissick.
I would rather have, yeah. I
but
would
we're
rather
half
have
PPR, aren't we?
McKissick or Dillon. Yeah.
Aren't we half PPR?
We're half, yeah.
Okay. So, well, all right. I like Dylan as well. We got our three quarterbacks.
Gus Edwards still on the board. I know people don't like him, but he's 700 yards and a bunch of touchdowns.
Kenny Drake's still on the board too. I look at this and I like Dylan. I like Johnson. He would be our fourth running back, David Johnson would, if we did that. But also from a wideout perspective, Marvin Jones is sitting there. If we want some upside in Devonta Williams. I mean, I like the Marvin Jones one a lot, but there goes AJ Dillon. So this is your round.
It's RB. It's Edwards or McKissick.
McKissick.
Got to make sure we've gotten complaints from the same guy like 8 times.
About that.
McKissick.
Yeah, McKissick.
No, it's supposed to be McKissick.
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 JD.
McKissick. Zick.
Motherfucker on Washington. How about that?
I'm just purposely doing that, by the way. You weren't catching the bit at all?
No, I got it. I just, when did we leave the draft? I didn't see that.
I did on accident.
Okay. It's like, Bogman Welch left the draft. Maybe the Welch did. Bogman did. I'm sitting here. What's happening?
Jameis Winston, Deshaun Watson just went. I think the Deshaun Watson one could have been a really slick pick.
Yeah. You really like guys that spend their whole season in prison?
Stop breaking the law!
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's risky, but... There's Smith, so we're not getting Smith. There goes Garoppolo.
So
I mean, you get the call here. I like McKissick.
Do you like David Johnson more? I mean, I'm not completely. Well, okay,
he just went.
I kind of like Edwards.
Well, you get the call. Well, he went. You know what? Didn't matter because McKissick went right in front of us. So, all right.
So Edwards, Drake, Pollard. Do you have like a? I don't have like a real gripping feel here.
I don't know. I mean, Drake is kind of interesting with all of the receptions, but it's half point. So I guess I lean Drake.
Let's just take the touchdowns and take it.
Okay. I lean Drake. You take Edwards. There goes Tonyan. Marvin Jones, 1,000% the pick.
He's already on our list up here. So
yeah, he's
Just make sure. Yep. Because 6-9 and 4, 12, 6 and 9. For our bye weeks, and he is bye week 7. So.
Last couple of picks, Drew Lock, Tony Pollard, Noah Fant. I think some other guys we maybe could add to the list. Jalen Waddle Boggs is down there.
Yeah, I like that.
Michael Pittman is out there. LaVisca, well, there goes Pittman. And boring ass Jamison Crowder, potentially, and Jacoby Myers for wideouts. And we're one pick away already. Jesus Christ. Mac Jones and Devin Singletary. So, Chad, just don't do it and let us have Marvin.
Would be pretty funny, but
I don't know. Yeah, hilarious. Come on. Take a Packer.
Take Randall Cobb. Be a Cobb sucker.
Yep. Come on, Cheesehead. Ooh, I'm not feeling good about this. Naheem Hines. Look at us.
Excellent pick.
Excellent. Marvin Jones for the win. So now Marvin Jones is our top backup who has no bye week issues, which is very magical. We also have no running back bye week issues. All different, which is fantastic.
Such a great
Roxanne. Oh, wow. It's disgusting, Roxanne.
Come on. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Week 12 will be rough, though, because we're missing 3 starters.
We just have to have some type of depth here. I mean, is there a is there a back you feel okay about? I mean, Latavius Murray, James
Gio Bernard, Boggs.
No, I'll trump the rest of the draft. No Gio Bernard.
I know.
James White, Tevin Coleman's still on the board.
I mean, maybe Kenny Gainwell because we have Miles Sanders.
Where is Gainwell? He's
down there a little bit. There goes James White. T.Y. Hilton just went. I mean, that's about it. Maybe Ahmed because he's going to be part of that backfield. Wideouts, though, I mean, Jalen Waddle seems like the best value that's sitting on the board.
I mean, Waddle, ooh, LaVisca,
ooh, Russell Gage is still
Crowder. Out there. Yeah, Gage is still out there, too.
Put Gage on the board. I want Russell. I think I might want
I think Waddle is the guy here, right?
Yeah, I kind of maybe want Gage more than Crowder. Okay. I mean, if not, that's fine. My top running back is I think Gainwell, who I don't think we need to take here.
No, so we'll go Waddle here, and then the plan is Waddle Gainwell, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's Russell Gage. We're kind of doing rookie stuff here, but that's okay.
Do we have a rookie start? No, we have a rookie quarterback. That's the only rookie we have.
Well, I'm just saying Waddle and Gainwell.
Yeah, let's take upside. Let's take upside on the stupid bench.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying what we're doing. That's all.
Yeah.
Not complaining about it. I'm just there's LaVisca.
Kind of like you were complaining.
Well, I wasn't.
Okay. There goes Chuba Hubbard. Waddle. I mean, bitch. Bitch Barwich just took Gainwell on us.
Yeah. Well, as long as Waddle's still there.
Well, yeah.
Let's go, Braun. Don't take Waddle. There you go.
Corey Davis. All right. So we get Waddle. So we agree on that.
We need another running back here, though. I mean, Coleman, I think, is the best option. They're not great. You know, Mark Ingram's still there. And he's going to get involved. Mark Ingram might be a little bit better, to be honest with you.
Malcolm Brown, too. Let's look down here. Ramondre Stevenson is down here.
Yeah.
If we want to play. I'm just interested in upside. I'm not interested in boring losers.
But the whole bench can't be upside. We have to take some guys.
But we have Moss, and then we have Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards is our practicality pick. We have four backs. This should be our
fifth. Okay, but we're not taking Stevenson here. That's fine. We don't have to take a running back here. We can keep going wide out. Or take another tight end, or reach for another quarterback defense? Or something.
And consider defense, too.
Yeah, or we could not.
I don't know how the scoring is.
I would rather go Elijah Moore, you know. I mean, Crowder. We played matchups on defense all year, and it worked. So
10th pick in the 13th round was Crowder, followed by Ingram, Marquise Brown, and Devontae Parker in this super flex.
What do you think about one of Moore, Rager, or Ruggs?
Ooh, Ruggs.
Ruggs? Okay.
Yeah,
that's who I was on anyway here. There goes Aguilar, Penny. Come on.
And then we're really good on whiteout after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there goes Ramondre Stevenson right in front of us. So we only have two more picks, a defense and one more positional slot. So
a defense and a running back, really. Unless there's a quarterback that you like here. Taysom is still on the board. Tyrod.
I do like Taysom, actually.
All right, we'll queue him up just in case. And then a defense.
All the good defenses are still out there. Washington, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, San Francisco. Well,
Pittsburgh's got a tough draw week one against Buffalo.
San Francisco has one of the best playoff defensive like matchups.
Who do they play week one?
Who
plays Houston?
Philly week two? I don't know.
Hold on, let me see.
But San Francisco has like a really good favorable back end. Last week six or seven one. Weeks. There went Tevin Coleman, Randall Cobb.
Panthers play the Jets, and the Jets play the Panthers. The Niners play the Lions. That's who we want.
Yeah.
This is our Niners pick right here.
So we go Niners, and then we try to go Taysom Hill after?
Yeah, or Rager, Moore, Ahmed, if we want to.
Let's take a flyer on a running back regardless. Like, I would rather take a flyer on Marlon Mack at this point, that maybe he gets a new destination or something. After Niners. Well, like, we take Niners.
Yeah, no. Niners are first. I got you.
Like, Darrington Evans or Marlon Mack is where I'd
Salvin is there. Jake Funk is down
all
here.
All those guys after Marlon Mack and Evans.
Okay. Marlon Mack. And who is the other one? I'm sorry.
Darrington Evans. There goes Bogman Scott.
Oh, okay.
Rashad Bateman went in the 11th round. There goes Tampa Bay. We have got a dodge. Barwich is going to take the Niners defense. By the way,
I'd much rather take Evans than Marlon Mack.
Why are you so down on Marlon Mack?
Guy tore his Achilles. He's third on the depth chart. I don't think they're going to cut him. So I think he's going to be the third guy behind Taylor, who's going to get most everything. And then Hines is too. So, but Evans is the straight backup to Henry, even though he's not going to get a lot of playing time either. I think he's just next up in line. You know what I mean?
There it is. I fucking called it. Ryan took the Niners defense right in front of us.
What is the five fingers? Say to the face.
What?
Slap.
How about the Seahawks against the Colts week one? Because the Colts are going to have a backup quarterback.
Seahawks here. We could take free. What about, let's go with one of the actual good defenses like Baltimore or Kansas. I mean, Kansas City is just
all I care about. Well, they play the Browns, so I don't want to do that. Baltimore plays the Raiders.
Let's
fine.
Let's go Baltimore.
Okay.
All right.
And then Evans as our last pick.
And then or Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
You don't want a fourth quarterback?
No, I'm okay with the fourth quarterback. It's just, you know.
You hate by the way, you hate on Deshaun Watson so much. Why would you not want to take Tyrod Taylor here too?
Tyrod's not bad. I like Tyrod. I think Tyrod's guaranteed more playing time than Taysom Hill.
Yeah. I mean, but we can also go with a running back. I mean, we've got five, but or actually we only have four.
Let's take Evans. Let's take your boy Evans.
Okay.
We can spend up in fab. We've got a backup QB. We're all right.
Boy, I think we did pretty good.
And quiet.
Well, I think we did pretty good.
Are you looking over our team real quick? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty good. Like, you know, we had a couple moments of you disagreeing with me and me disagreeing with you, but I think this is going to be relatively favorable for us.
The RBs are our question, obviously.
Oh, there goes Evans.
All right, yep. We'll take Taysom Hill. That's fine.
All right. We don't have a backup tight end.
We don't need one.
Yeah, Troutman is out there, though. But yeah, Jonnu and Troutman are out there, so we don't worry about that. So Taysom?
Taysom, yeah.
Unless Taysom goes and we take Marlon Mack? Okay, there we go.
Boom, Taysom.
Boom, roasted.
Boom, roasted.
Boom, roasted.
Jim, you're 6'11", and you weigh 90 pounds. Gumby has a better body than you. Boom. Roasted.
So when this draft finishes up, we'll take a look at what the standings look like, our team and a couple teams.
We're gonna have dusty projections from Toft as well.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Excellent. So we ended up with four quarterbacks, let's see, only four running backs, which I don't love, and we have I think six wideouts. So we got a lot of wide receiver depth, but literally no one will beat our wide receiver depth. I'm actually pretty surprised at, I think, how well this turned out for us, Boggs.
And this is us waiting on running backs here. Normally, we don't like teams like this.
But in Superflex, you have the ability.
Yeah, yeah.
You will definitely have the ability here. So this is a very, very interesting. Last couple picks, and we're going to look at the Yahoo projections to start, and then we'll look at our team. We'll look at our team, then the Yahoo projections and the Dusty projections. Rob Gronkowski, Colts defense, Marlon Mack, second to last pick. And Mr. Irrelevant, Kyle.
Cal.
Taking his time with the last pick in a mock draft. Last pick, Kyle. Who did he take? I don't even see who he took.
Yeah, I don't even see who it was either.
So. It was Marquez Callaway.
So all right.
The final pick. So our team, we got I'm looking at Kyle's team. For some reason, it went to there. We took Kyler Murray at quarterback. Our super flex is Trevor Lawrence. On the bench, we got Carson Wentz and Taysom Hill just covering our bases all over. Wideouts, amazing. Tyreek Hill, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Lockett. And on the bench, we got Marvin Jones, Jalen Waddle, and Henry frickin' Ruggs. Our running backs, Miles Sanders, Chase Edmonds, Zach Moss, Gus Edwards. And our tight end was TJ Hawkinson with Baltimore defense, Bog. So your initial reaction to looking at this?
Well, we got like top five players at quarterback and Kyler Murray, Tyreek Hill, potentially
two top five players at wide.
Calvin Ridley could definitely be a top five, and Hawkinson is probably a top five as well. So, like you said, we're doing really well there. The diciness is obviously in the running backs with Miles Sanders and Chase Edmonds being our 1-2 punch here. But yeah. We got Zach Moss. We have Gus Edwards behind them. So we have.
Well, we also can play Marvin Jones at flex because Zach Moss is in the flex spot. So if we're concerned, we've got Waddle or Jones to play flex. In that
right. Point. Exactly. So we're going to be okay there. You know, it's always dicey looking at that. But in a super flex, really, it's the QBs. And we got that in Kyler and Trevor Lawrence, two guys that are going to rush a bunch as well. They're going to put us over and have some big weeks. Tyreek Hill is explosive. He's going to win us at least a week. Ridley could get into that category now that Julio's gone. So I think we did a pretty good job. I think this is going to, you think we're going to end up liking this mock team better or actual flex team better?
I think the mock team. Well, see, here's the thing that I think about the real flex league, which is next week, is I think our quarterback will be better. And I think running backs are going to be tougher. And I just am not sure we're going to be.
There's only three guys that can be better than Kyler. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's true. I think it's possible we like this better because I feel like some things went more in our favor. I just don't see Marvin and Waddle dropping. Trevor Lawrence, there was this big gap between quarterbacks. And here's what I think is going to happen. I think where quarterbacks went really hot and heavy early, and then it started to move to running back wide out, I think that's where it's some of those quarterbacks are going to go. Yeah. It's going to be reversed. So, like, I don't think we're going to have a second quarterback we love like Lawrence unless we go back-to-back. That's my gut feeling. Unless we go back-to-back quarterback, which if we do, it will probably look something like us getting whoever and maybe Aaron Rodgers. You know, like Maybe we get Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers, and then we start piecing together. But I think we might like this. I think this is a fantastic team. I like this maybe even better than last year because we have depth all over. It's just running back is a major question. So Yahoo projections box. The worst team was Toby. Guthrie was 11. Clark is 10. And if you guys want a free post on Patreon to see the results, you can see the full teams. Chad at 9, Craig at 8, Barwich at 7, Toft at 6, so we're in the top 5, Kyle at 5, Kyle at 5, Braun at 4, Barrow at 3, Bogman and the Welsh at 2, Brandon at 1. We were given the second best.
You know why that is?
By Yahoo, because we got all the quarterbacks?
Yep, 4 quarterbacks.
It's actually, I'm not sure that that's necessarily the case, because it's also accumulation of points. We are within 40 points of fifth place, essentially. So we're all like 5 and up is so much more dramatically weighted. You want to know what we are number? Well, actually, we're number 2 in wide receiver. We're only number 4.
Who the hell? Hold on. We're 2 in wide receiver. Who's 1? Yeah.
Guthrie is projected higher. And let's see what Guthrie has. He has Metcalf, McLaurin, Thielen, and DJ Chark is his super flex.
Though. Oh, Chark is his flex. Okay.
Yeah. So we were given the second best
Zach Wilson,
projections. But. So that's pretty interesting. All right. So I think this is like an A-ish team, but let's go take a look if the Dusty projections are up, and they are. So are you ready? Do you want to start? You want to start at bench, starters, or overall?
Let's go bench first.
Okay.
We got to be number one bench because we have 2 QBs on there, right? Or no, I guess. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do have 2 QBs. We're close. So the bench goes Toby's team at the bottom. So Toby, that didn't work out for him.
Everybody hates Toby. What's the deal?
Barwich, I like Toby. Barwich is 11. Kyle is 10. Barrow is 9. Chatty is 8. Fake Welsh is Braun at 7. Brandon is 6. So we're in the top 5. The top 5 of bench scoring is Clark, Harvey, Toft, Bogman and the Welsh, and then Guthrie's team. So very similar to some of the standing stuff in, like, you know, Guthrie had the best projection at wideout and he was number 1. I think wideouts really push the bench scoring. Starters. Clark is the bottom. Guthrie is 11th, which that was what he was. I want to point out he finished 11th in the overall standings on Yahoo.
Okay.
Harvey at 10, Toby at 9. Kyle at 8, Ryan at 7, Braun at 6. So we're in the top 5 of starters. Chatty is 5. We are 4. Brandon is 3. Barrow is 2. And Toft is 1. So your overall projections on the Fantasy Pros are as such. From 12 to 6 is Clark at the bottom, Toby, Guthrie, Harvey, Kyle, Ryan, and Fake Welsh, which is Braun. So we're in the top 5. Chatty is 5. Barrow is 4. Brandon is 3. Toft is 1. And we, Bogman of the Welsh, are 2. So we finished 2.
That makes me like it a little less, but
both projection systems absolutely loved our freaking team. Though the biggest difference,
it's the 4 quarterbacks, dude.
Well, I mean, maybe, but the biggest difference here is Yahoo had Toft at 6 and he finished at 1 on Fantasy Pros. I honestly
But did
don't
he
think
have 4 quarterbacks?
Let's take a look.
Because who finished at one on Fantasy Pros? Who was
Take a look at Justice. It was Brandon, I think. I'll have to take a look. But on Yahoo, real quick, Toft ended up having three quarterbacks. He had Herbert at one, Matt Ryan at Superflex, and Justin Fields on the bench. His team, he had Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Sutton. Oh my God, look at his running backs. McCaffrey and Antonio Gibson. He had Damian Harris at flex and Irv Smith as his tight end. Bench was okay. I think he was given one of the worst benches, if I remember. He had actually the third best bench. So he was up there. That is what the number one team was. Great running backs, solid wideouts. Super, like, flex was eh, but this is a pretty well-constructed team that he was given. And then on Yahoo, the number one team was Brandon's. So Brandon's team, Boggs,
Nolan,
had Kirk Cousins. He had Baker Mayfield, and he had two quarterbacks on the bench.
Yep.
Darnold and Newton. But I would say this, though, Boggs. In the overall projections, Brandon was the third team. So he wasn't number one.
You just said he was one, though.
No, so on Yahoo. Was... On Yahoo.
Fantasy on Yahoo. Pros, okay.
Fantasy Pros, Brandon was three. One on Yahoo. So the
who was one extra... on Fantasy Pros again? I'm sorry.
Toft. Who I just listed off. Toft's team. He was six on Yahoo, but one on there. And it shows how well his team construction was.
And he did only have three quarterbacks, but they were Herbert and Matt Ryan and Justin Fields. So, and remember, didn't we look through their projections the other day? And Justin Fields was very, very high.
I think it was relatively good. Yeah. Brandon's team, Cousins, he had Hopkins, Jefferson, and Gallup at wideout. Kamara and Chubb at running back. So two of the top three teams that we've looked at have had monster running backs, and we were able to subdue that. But I think the extra quarterback may have helped. But I will tell you this, dude. I looked at our projections right before we took Taysom Hill, and we were number two. So I just want to point out, okay, Taysom didn't push us to two. We were already there. The rest of his team, so Chubb, he had Mark Andrews at tight end. Flex was Sermon. Super flex was Baker. He has Darnold and Newton on the bench, Drake, Brown, Parker, and John Brown on the overall bench. It's a pretty damn good team Brandon put together, actually.
Yeah, yeah. No, Nolan's been doing a good job. I think he's been doing a lot of mock drafts. So,
what do you think,
that's
though?
Pretty strong.
Do you like our team, Brandon, or Toff's? Like, rank those three.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with...
I'm going to go Toft, us, Brandon, similar to Fantasy.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of debating between Toft and our team. Yeah, so I would go, I think I'd go the same way. Toft, then us, then Nolan.
So the worst overall team was rated Clark's. Let's take a look at what that was and what the problem was. He took Josh Allen. He had the number two, I think, overall pick and took Josh Allen. His super flex, ooh, here's part of it.
That's
Brandon
it.
Cooks. He has Deshaun Watson, but he's not projected crazy. Deshaun Watson is his second quarterback. He has no third, so that's rough. He has Kupp, Beckham, and Claypool as his wideouts. Montgomery and Swift at running back. Logan Thomas and Kareem Hunt at flex. Bench is Samuel, Murray, Chenault, Bateman, Mack with Deshaun Watson. Yeah, it's...
I mean, his big question is obviously why didn't we go back to quarterback after taking Josh Allen too?
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean? Totally. And it lacks eliteness. There's no other really high-end player throughout the rest of this. And Watson could be a huge payoff, but I don't even think with Watson this is a... this is a top end team. The other one on Yahoo, Toby was given the worst team, and Toby's team, he had Brady at quarterback, Tannehill at super flex, and Jacob Eason, who's not given any projection as his backup. He had Robert Woods, Ayuk, and Galladay at wideout, Barkley and Etienne at running back, Goddard at tight end with Judy at flex, and on the bench, Gordon, David Johnson, Hilton, Cobb, McKinnon, and Eason. That's actually not... I mean, Toby was given the second worst team on Fantasy Pros and the worst on Yahoo. I don't.
Yeah, see that? That's what I was saying. I was like, Toby doesn't usually draft garbage teams. Why is he on the low projection? So I'm still not getting it. You know, what you read off was pretty solid there. So
let me ask you, what would you want to do different? I believe flex next week for us is going to be much different. I legit think Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, at least one of those will be on the table for us at seven.
So
I truly do. And here's what I think will be different.
is that we'll get, like you said, maybe Allen or Lamar Jackson at two or at seven. But then we're going to have, I think after the first four rounds, it's going to be a lot like this. So what we really need to concentrate is what we want to do in those first four rounds. So we want to risk taking a wide out early. Do we want to, take a running back if that's kind of where they're going in the first round? If only one quarterback is gone, should we just be taking a running back?
I mean,
waiting on a quarterback?
This is the best experiment for us because the easy thing is to say quarterback, running back. We went wide receiver with two of the first three round picks, and I think we both liked it. And, you know, some things have to fall our way. I think I'd like this team so much better if we had just the slightest upgrade off of Miles Sanders. But, you know, we did what feels off the grain. I mean, would you change that, or would you feel comfortable going in how we did?
I don't think I would change it. I just want to do another one where we pick from the spot and take running backs early. You know what I mean? And just see what that team looks like.
Because, by the way, if we had not taken Ridley, we could have taken Joe Mixon. So just pointing that
was,
out.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather have Ridley than Mixon, but, you know, that's just in a bottle. In practicality, it's kind of tough to pass up a running back of Mixon's caliber there when the drop-off is, you know, from Mixon down to Miles Sanders.
I kind of wish we would have taken Etienne over Sanders. Then we would have Etienne and Edmonds, which I know could be a little bit more risky, but there's just more upside with all that like floor running back. And that's what Etienne went four picks after we took Miles Sanders.
Yeah, I think Sanders is still the guy in Philly. I think Etienne and James Robinson are going to push each other. I think Etienne's going to have some enormous weeks, but I think James Robinson's going to have some big weeks too. So it's kind of hit or miss. So I think I'm okay with what we did there.
Here's something interesting. Round six and seven, only one quarterback went between those rounds. Or, I'm sorry, two. Baker Mayfield started off round six, and Roethlisberger went fourth to last pick in the seventh round. Two quarterbacks in those 24 picks. That tells you like where things really went. That,
yeah.
You know, we just got
that tells
have
you
a
where the drop off is. It's, you know, right around the Mayfield Roethlisberger area. So
we got and like if we're going to take two elite quarterbacks or if we're like we just have to make sure we're a leading thing. So if we're I want an elite wideout or elite quarterback, I want to dominate.
Well, that's position. Why I said the top five stuff. We got a top five quarterback, top five tight end, and maybe two top five wideouts in Ridley and Hill. So we didn't get that at running back, but that's fine. We're doing okay.
So anything you would change about what we did?
I think I like what we did. I think we're good.
So we're going to win. We're going to win it all. We're going to take belts.
Yeah.
Steely's going to have to buy two belts. Thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Two fat guy belts, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Extra large, please.
Extra fat.
Yeah. Put a couple X's on it, baby. There you go. Mock draft 9.0. And friends, that is the draft. That is all the stuff and all the things. Thank you guys for tuning into all of them. We will hit double digits in mock drafts as the final one is next week. I will say we may do some fun stuff in these last couple of weeks leading up to the NFL season. We may maybe drop a couple best balls with our patrons. So if you are on the fence and you'd like to play some stuff, if you come in at a lieutenant or above and you're in our GroupMe rooms, we may be dropping maybe a best ball or two that we will play with you guys. Also, with Bogman moving to Texas and the advent of gambling starting for me in Arizona, we will be doing some weekly DFS. Not stuff. Really sure exactly who we'll do yet. It's probably going to be DraftKings because
it has to be
said,
DraftKings.
Yeah, it will be DraftKings because there's no FanDuel in Texas. So we will be doing some DraftKings games, which again, if you're part of our army, you can join in on. And we'll have so much fun with that. Next week, we've got the final mock draft and a draft forum. So the hope is we'll have a couple guests with you, maybe answering some questions, looking at the latest news and giving you your final draft prep. But I would tell you, if this happens to be an episode you just jumped into ITL, go back and listen. We've got a bunch of great, we have ranks episode. We have our ranks analysis episode, tons of mock drafts. And you'll also see us in some other places. We were both on Fantasy Pros Football Podcast last couple weeks. We were both noticing it's this time of year. It'll be out Trumped, but Bogman and I are on like the two most viewed YouTube Fantasy Pros videos right now, which is hilarious. I'm on the Bold Predictions one. So you guys can check that out and follow us on Twitter at @IsItTheWelsh and at Bogman Sports. That's all the stuff. That's all the things, Bogman. Satellite leagues have come, but again, that's a Patreon thing. And if you are on the the Patreon, you can come and check my live stream that is happening later tonight. So we did it, Boggs. We did it.
We did it.
Congratulations. Jeffrey Bezos.
Jeffrey Bezos, you did it.
All right, we're getting loopy here at the end of the season. So you guys know the drill. We don't need to keep droning on. Thank you guys as always. In This League loves you. Until next time, that's Bogman. I'm Welsh. Bye-bye.
See you.